All right. So I got some good news and I got some bad news for you. The bad news is Mike Malloy's not going to be here tonight. Mike's taken ill, kind of creeped up on him on the last minute. He's got a bit of that nasty flu that's kicking everyone's butt all over the place. My name's Jeff Farias. I'm going to be here for just one segment, but the good news is we got Brad Friedman in the house. By some strange twist of fate, ooh, Brad is here in what? Phoenix, Arizona. He'd been hosting the Peter B. Collins show, and luckily enough, Brad decided he'd step in and fill in for Mike Malloy. Brad, great to have you here, buddy.
Well, it's good to be here, my friend. And the strange twist of fate. You want to talk about that strange twist of fate that brings us here tonight, yes. Jeff Farias?
Yes.
You've got some explaining to do.
We had planned quite an elaborate event for Brad Friedman the author of Brad Blog. You all know who Brad is. But anyway, we're going to do this big election integrity event over at the Plumbers Pipefitters Union Hall. We had this whole thing organized, got a bunch of people in there. Yeah. And
wait, before we tell the punchline here, you said, oh, everything will be fine. I can get you on air. What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, for some reason, we had machines who just would not speak to one another. Our machine here in Phoenix did not want to talk to the machine back at Peter B. Studio in San Francisco. And after 2 hours of a nightmare of dialing the same phone number over, and I'm going to see those numbers in my sleep, Brad, we finally decided to pull up stakes and come back to the studio and take up the mantle of election integrity right here in the happy confines of KPHX.
We did, and we're going to talk a lot about that, which hopefully go out to some Malloy listeners who may not have dealt with as many of these election reform issues. Folks may know me. I've been on Mike's show, of course, and I know he is on about the Diebold machines. And if I'm not mistaken, and that machine you were using to try to reach into that remote from the Union Hall there, that was a Diebold machine, wasn't it?
It might have been, actually. Yeah. That or an ES&S.
Yeah. Or Sequoia.
Whatever it was, it didn't work.
Yeah, it was crap. That's what it was.
It was frustrating. It's like one of those dreams that you're falling or, you know, you're naked in front of the class. It was,
what it was for you?
It was like one of those,
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Exactly well, you deserve it. You deserve it, Farias. Telling me, oh, yeah, it'll be no problem.
No problem. No, you know, we did one of those things about 3 weeks ago. We have a veteran show here every Sunday, and they did a big drive for a hospital over there in Mosul, Iraq, and exact same piece of gear at a bar, or Irish bar of a time. Everything worked great, so I assumed, this will be no problem.
Uh-huh.
But little did we know.
Yes. Well, it was, you know what, I'd like to think it all works out for the best. Someone said to me on the way over that all of these things happen for a reason.
Yep.
And we probably wouldn't have thought to have me cover for Malloy, get some of this stuff out to a new audience.
Exactly. And that the beauty of radio is its flexibility. So.
Indeed. And I am nothing if not flexible.
Flexible. So what are you going to talk about tonight? You got 3 hours on the Malloy show?
Haven't figured it out.
On Sirius Radio and all over the country.
We're on Sirius Radio?
We're on Sirius Radio. You're going to probably hear from a lot of truck drivers tonight at 1-800-989-1480. Malloy always does.
I should have planned ahead.
Yeah,
I should have come up with something. Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to have, since we are here live in Phoenix tonight, we're going to take advantage of that. We're going to bring in our good friend, a hero, frankly, out here in Arizona, John Brakey from the group AuditAZ.org. He's been fighting for election integrity. He's an unbelievable guy. We're going to tell his story, that of what the folks are doing around in Arizona. I think we're going to be talking to some of the folks out at the DNC meeting in D.C., the winter meeting, the election integrity chair. Vice chair, something like that. She's out there. They passed a big resolution today. We're going to hear about that. We're going to talk about the news of the day as soon as I find out what it is. And if I don't know, you can tell me by calling us all night long here at 800-989-1480. Am I missing anything, Jeff?
No, just John Brakey is one of my favorite people in the world. And I always brag. I always tell people I was the first person ever to put John Brakey on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, I met him within days of the 04 election, and he was white as a ghost and waving a bunch of papers at me. He's like, you're not going to believe what I saw down in Pima County.
Which election was that?
That was the 04 election.
Oh, you know what? And I've got Yeah, he's nodding out there. We'll bring him in a bit. And he's still pale as a ghost. I don't know.
He's got a little color.
A little bit? Okay. He's an amazing guy. He really is. And everyone here in this town seems to know him, in this entire state.
In this state, yes, they do. They do.
And, well, because he's saving this state one vote at a time, this democracy one vote at a time. So we're going to talk to him. I've actually got some interesting video that I ran at bradblog.com some months ago. Of Mr. Brakey with the election, the registrar down there, Brad Nelson from Pima County.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran it a while ago at bradblog.com. I called it Election Director Gone Wild. On videotape, of course, you won't be able to see it. You'll be able to hear it. It's an unbelievable.
The magic of radio.
Indeed. All right. Well, here, I'm updating the blog. Oh, we'll have an open thread over at bradblog.com. Stop on over there. I'll see how my multitasking is here, making up topics, talking to guests, checking the blog, and taking your calls all night long.
You're going to talk a little bit about clean elections as well. We have something here in Arizona. We have a clean elections system where anybody can become a candidate, getting $5 contributions, and they match those, and I think you got some of those good people coming in as well tonight. We got a mob outside the studio.
We do. Right? Hang on, I'm going to open the door.
We're going to hear from our mob out there. They're on a time delay, so they won't be ready. So,
hey, are you guys listening out there?
That's right, here in the friendly confines of KPHX Studios, downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
They followed us over here.
What the hell were the Democrats thinking of holding their winter meeting in Chicago?
No, the summer meeting was Chicago.
Where are they now?
The winter meeting, they're in D.C.
They're in D.C.?
Yep. I was at the summer meeting in D. No, now you've confused me. In Chicago.
They're in...
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't look at Brakey. I got it right, Barry.
Right,
so you saying
right.
I don't got it right? I got it right. It was in Chicago in August, I think, because I spoke to them there.
They were here last winter.
They were?
Which made a lot more sense. Phoenix is the place you want to be in February.
They did not, I spoke to them, actually, and wrote a little article about it called Dysfunction at the DNC. You know, they were happy to happy to see that. Maybe that's why I wasn't invited back for the Washington winter meeting, you think?
To be honest, that's one of the things I love about the Democrats is their disorganization, is their scattered, is their tensions, is the fact that you can't get them to agree on anything. You never get them to march in lockstep like the Republicans. You never get them all to say the same talking points.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, well, I guess it's the beauty. You can't get them to stand up as strong as they need to on election integrity.
That's not
and
the beauty.
Certainly on the war. So we're going to hold their feet to the fire tonight as well. And then, of course, we'll take your calls. And I want to hear if you guys think that, as soon as I ask this question, these phones are going to light up.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll hold the question. But it has to do with impeachment.
Mm.
But we'll talk about that later on tonight. And Dick Cheney and George Bush, and if they will make it through their term. I'll ask you, Jeff. I know you hope not. Are they going to make it, though?
I don't think Cheney's going to make it. I think Bush has enough plausible deniability built into his. His people have been at this for a long time, but I don't think Cheney's long for this this government.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. Because you were walking a fine line there, weren't you?
I came that close.
You did.
But you know,
the Secret Service in here.
I don't know if Benny's listening here too, but they are listening.
Yeah, they are listening, my friend. All right. Well, we're going to talk about that. Oh, so much more. We got a lot of calls already coming in. We're going to get that. So do I need to go to... I don't even know how the clock works here. I'm making this up as I go along.
Yeah, you know what? We can go to break. No, he
says, do you want to take a call? You want to take a call before we get out?
Yeah, take a call.
Break? All right, we got Teresa, who's just listening. No, she's gone? Oh, man. Oh, it's already falling apart. How about David in San Francisco? David, are you there?
Yeah, sure am.
How you doing? What's up?
Yeah, good. I was interested in press censorship, and I don't know if you've been keeping up with this story out of Iraq. About a week ago, there was a big account about a huge battle in which a bunch of Shias who were supposed to be assassins were making their way to assassinate a prominent Shia figure in the coalition government, and that the U.S. government was able to slaughter over 200 of them, and they declared that these people were called soldiers of heaven. And as the news is coming out, it turns out that the U.S. government just did a slaughter of a bunch of pilgrims, and not only were they pilgrims, honest-to-God religious people, but they were actually somewhat of a coalition, sort of a council of churches type of group that was gathering together a coalition of Shias, Sunnis, and Wahhabis, and trying to declare or develop a more reasonable interaction between all Muslims. So this story is a really ugly one, a mass murder as opposed to a battle.
we got a lot of scams coming out of Iraq, and I'm going to play a tape from another one a little bit later. We got to get out for a break here. Jeff Farias, thanks for everything, sir.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your stay here on the Mike Malloy Show and here in Phoenix.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be back with a whole bunch more Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen blogger, sitting in for him tonight. We're going to be back on the Mike Malloy Show.
You're going to love this. Just love it.
That's a fine how do you do. Clowns to the left of me. Stuck in the middle with you. I am Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, sitting in for the ailing Mike Malloy. We hope he's will be back with you on Monday. Sitting in from live from Phoenix at the KPHX studios here, the Nova M flagship station. If I'm not Ian, am I right about that? Nova M flagship station. Very good. We're with you for the next 3 hours. I am from bradblog.com. Some of you folks may know me. Others don't. If you don't, what's keeping you? Get on over to bradblog.com where we're having an open thread discussion all night tonight. And I had been sitting in on the Peter B. Collins show where we were discussing, we had a big election integrity forum planned, a live town hall, and then everything went south. So we moved everyone over here to the station, did the last hour of Peter B's show on that topic. We're going to continue on that for a little bit longer here. We've got plenty to talk about, and indeed, one of the clowns to the left of me and jokers to the right. Wait a minute. That's terrible. I can't say that about John Brakey. John Brakey, the man who is knocking the state of Arizona back into shape, as far as I'm concerned, concerning election integrity. He is a hero of mine. He's going to hang with us here for a bit this hour and talk about some of the amazing work that he is doing. John, I was going to say welcome to Peter B's show. Now I'll say welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. How are you, my friend?
Well, very good, and it's great to be here. And, Mike, I hope you get better. I'm a very big fan and listen to you every night.
Well, you know, you have been just terrific. As soon as you heard I was coming out here to cover for the other show, you said, let's do an event. Let's get everyone out here. And somehow you pulled together the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Union. We had a house full of people. Would have been a great event. But that's okay. I think things all work out because we probably wouldn't be getting the word out to a bunch of new folks. Now, let's talk about what you're doing here in Arizona. And that's a big topic because you've got your hand all over the place to ensure election integrity. Actually, let's pick up with this lawsuit that was filed. We talked a little bit about it previously, but this lawsuit that was filed, as it turns out, back in September of 2006, make sure I got my numbers
Right.
It turns out that the Pima County, that's Tucson, the Pima County Election Integrity Group, or Election Board of Elections down there, had printed out ballots results.
Election summary results.
Yeah.
Which is really incredible to know that these reports have been leaking out. And you know, Brad, it wasn't just in 2006. It goes all the way back to the primary of 2004 that they were peeking and printing on these results. And these ballots come from all over the county. It's the best. It puts Zogby, who's a great pollster, the margin in one race was $29.8 million was spent, was only from 12 days from beginning to end, not more than 1.25%. To know and have that kind of information.
Yeah.
Now, we know those reports were printed. I can't tell you who they were given
to. Well, I've got a log here. It says, printing summary report 9906. This is a month before the election, 2 months before the election. 27,931 early ballots had been counted.
Yeah, that was for the primary. Because
the primary
was on the 12th.
Okay, so that was...
But what's interesting with this report is that, you know, you had Ted on the other show.
Yeah.
And, That was the printing they did there was 4 hours before they did the robocall, and that robocall, $7 billion budget. I mean, you know, this is
and this was a hit job on Ted Downing.
Yes.
And so what they did, so they're printing out the, what are they doing when they're printing out these ballots early, first, before the election night? First, it's illegal, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because they have card cast reports if they want to check how the system is going.
Okay, so these guys down there in Pima County, Brad Nelson, I got a videotape of you that I'm going to play a little bit with him. Election director gone wild, I like to call it.
He was a little wild that
night.
He's
printing out the ballots before the election. You're suspecting he's doing what with them?
Well, I think the information is being passed on because, you know, when you talk about knowledge and power and having the 33-page report on a whole county and state races and initiatives, was that data getting to somebody who is being able to say, well, I'm not going to put no money on this race, but I'll move money over here and I'll start influencing. And that's why clean elections is so important to get the dirty money out of politics.
So that's telling them they're looking at where they need to do these last-minute robocalls and everything else.
Oh, I would say so.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to take your calls. Sarge down in Mississippi, Jason up in Denver. We're going to hit all you guys. Give us a call, 1-800-989-1480. Sitting here with my good buddy, John Brakey of AuditAZ.org. A hero in my book, he is. And you're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com sitting in all night long for Mike Malloy. Stay with us. We're going to be back for much more.
I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
As for you, John, you're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. I am your friendly guest host tonight, sitting in for Mike. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, taking over the media and sitting here with my good friend John Brakey. That's why we played that song, just so that, you know, people don't, I don't want them to get the wrong idea about me, that I'm a, I was going to say that a country music fan. I used to be. Not this crap, though. But anyway, yeah. It's your theme song, my friend, the Achy Breaky Heart. I'm here with John Brakey of Audit AZ, talking about election integrity tonight. We got a lot of news. What's going on in Florida is unbelievable.
Incredible. Great help for us in the DNC meetings in Washington. It was a great
timing. Let's let everyone know. The Republican governor, and it's kind of sad it takes a Republican governor, but the Republican governor down there who replaced Bush, the new guy, Charlie Crist.
That's right.
He's come in. He's now working with Robert Wexler, the Democrat up in the U.S. House there from Florida. And they have announced that they're putting in, he's going to propose, I think, $32 million to replace all of Florida's touchscreen voting machines, that crap, with
bad.
The good stuff, OpScan, paper ballot. There's some concerns about OpScan, too. Those ballots can be hacked.
We have to have open source.
There has to be audits properly done.
Security through obscurity does not work.
That's right, because those votes can be flipped as well. But the difference is, when you've got at least a paper ballot, at least you can count the damn thing. And Florida finally is coming around. Wexler said they're sending the, I think it was Wexler who said they're sending the touchscreen machines made by my good friends at Diebold.
Oh.
They're sending them the way of the butterfly ballot, finally in Florida.
The Orwellian bear.
Yeah. Let's talk to Sarge in Columbia, Mississippi. Is that Mississippi? Sarge, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Are you there, Sarge?
Yes, I am. And it's a pleasure talking to you, Brad. You're one of my inspirations. I have a unreportednews.net where I have several bloggers united, so we follow your pattern, sir.
Oh, bless you, sir. Be in the media. We could use more citizen journalists out there like you making noise. Thanks, Sarge.
Katrina is my specialty, and I live right in the Katrina area, and I have family that live on the Mississippi coast.
Sarge, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to interrupt. I saw Katrina. I don't know what you're talking about. I saw the State of the Union address the other night. I didn't hear anything about Katrina.
Yes, that's true. You didn't, and you're not going to. But believe me, You ask the people at KPHF, they know about it.
Yeah, was it something happened, Katrina?
Yes, we have a thing called the Mississippi Mission that KPHX saw Novem and had on Radio Network all, and my site all went together on, and we've got two 40-foot storage containers full of appliances and other goods that the people need in Jackson County. And they're going to Jim Yancey's Jackson County Community Services Coalition to go to these people. So we're getting some people some help.
Bless you, sir. And, of course, I kid. I know what happened with Katrina, but apparently George W. Bush never heard about it. And
you mean Corona?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And so I just... You know, thank you. One of the things I've been learning out here since, I've been learning for the past couple of years since I've been writing over Brad Blog, but these guys in Arizona, the boots on the ground, the folks, the citizens who frankly have nothing to gain other than trying to make this world a better place. You know, they're not the high-priced lobbyists. They're not the phony front groups. I suspect, Sarge, the work you're doing with the Mississippi Mission to help folks at Katrina, you're probably not making a lot of money doing it in the bargain.
Actually, I'm not making one red cent. In fact, I'm going in the hole. I'm taking money out of my own pocket. But that's okay because I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to get people's lives saved. When you have suicide rates at 200%, when you have 3-4-year-old girls trying to commit suicide because of the situation, it's time someone step up.
That's what's going on in Mississippi?
Yes, yes. I've got... If you listen to Mike the night Jim Yancey was on, he told about some of the stuff. It's just ungodly what's going on down here. And this Haley Barber's going out lying about what's going on. And he's a liar.
Well, you know what? You guys make the difference. The bloggers make the difference. You know, the folks who call into these radio shows and who get the word out. Sarge, thanks for what you're doing. Really appreciate it.
Okay, there's one thing I wanted to ask. I didn't call to talk about that so much. I wanted to mention it, but I didn't want to spend so much time on it. I wanted to say we've got these voting machines here in Mississippi now, and fortunately this last election there was no election that was influenced by them because all elections were pretty one-sided. But they are these D-Volt paper trail machines. What about those?
Well, now when you say paper trail, you mean they're the touch screens that have the little reel-to-reel piece of paper that comes off the side?
Yeah, you flip, you open this little lid up, and you can see who you voted for on paper.
Yeah, garbage.
Garbage.
Trash.
That's what I thought.
Garbage. They're not accurate. They don't work. Most people don't even bother to check those pieces of paper. It's behind a little plastic opaque door that you have to lift up to know. And then you have to look, use a magnifying glass. We have found in study after study that they can be hacked and that they're just not accurate. And here's the dirty little secret on these so-called paper trails on these touchscreen machines. No one bothers to count them.
Well, I'll
they
tell
still
you
use the machine numbers.
Tell you something else, Brad. Yeah. It was the Democrats in Mississippi that bought these stupid machines.
I know it was. Look, I've always said this is not about right and left. This is about right and wrong. Down in Georgia, you got Kathy Cox. She's a Democrat Secretary of State. Thank God she's gone. She was the one who brought them in. Linda Lamone up in Maryland. She brought in the D-Bolt touchscreen machines. Democrat. It's not about the Democrats or Republicans, at least as far as I'm concerned, and at least as far as election integrity is concerned. You got it exactly right, Sarge. I'm going to play a tape in a second about what happened when John Brakey asked his election director out here about those same D-Bold machines. Going to play that shortly.
Okay,
thanks, Sarge. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. You can give us a call at 800-989-1480. I'm going to get to Jason in 1 second. Do I have time to play this before we got to go to the break? Yeah, I'm going to. Do you mind if I play this, John? I think this is John Brakey. You had a question. This is right after. Set this up for us.
Well, it was at a LD 26 meeting.
Legislative District 26.
Yeah, Legislative District. And we, a lot of us have had Wellstone training, and we've learned to hold our elected officials accountable. And we were holding him with respect and civility, asking him questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was just coming right out saying things. And I know how his relationship with R. Doug Lewis, that he was on the Committee for Technologies back in 2000.
This is Brad Nelson, the head of elections for Pima County, one of the biggest counties in Arizona.
Well, second biggest county.
Okay.
But he's also the president of the Elections Officials Association of Arizona, too.
And they were just bringing in these machines. You asked them a question at this meeting. Listen to this tape. I ran this video at bradblog.com. I think I called it Election Director's Gone Wild. This is Brad Nelson, not Brad Friedman, the good Brad. This is the evil Brad, Brad Nelson, answering a question of John Brakey at this meeting back in February of 06.
Intimidation.
Yes.
On the equipment that's coming in, I understand there's going to be 9 early locations, and there's going to be direct recording electronics, D-bolts.
I don't know that.
Well, didn't you sign the contract for it the last day or two?
Nope.
No? When's the contract going to be signed?
It's already signed by the Secretary of State.
Okay, so we're getting D-bolt AccuVote machines, DREs, right?
I don't know that. I didn't sign the contract.
Well, we know you know, and we know that we know because we've seen the contract from the purchase order. And you know that, too.
I signed it. You just
okay?
said I signed
because,
it.
Well, the
was my name on the contract or not? Was my name on the contract or not?
All I can say is the county, the secretary.
Was my name on the contract or not?
No,
you said
it was.
It was.
No, it wasn't. I did not say it was. I didn't say it was. I'm asking a simple question. What, how you want an accuracy in vote test when you run these ballots
What's
for the DRE when there's nothing?
200.
There's a lot because our vote needs to count. We want to verify it. And we're voting on faith-based voting systems. That's what it comes down to. Over here, when he came in, he says, well, I'm going to buy those machines, and when they come in, we'll just kick them around or whatever. $3 million. There'll be 12 million for the whole state.
Okay, John.
Please, hold
on. All right, you answer the question, then we'll move on.
What's your question, John?
My question is, how are you going to do an accuracy vote test on a DRE when it doesn't have a ballot, but just a paper, magnetic paper?
I haven't had the equipment in my hands yet. It's like asking me whether Marilyn Farnsworth was a good kisser in my senior high school class. Until I kissed her, I didn't know, and she was.
What the hell does that mean?
So
no
I
in New Mexico on DRE for a presidential election, in some precincts they had a printer vote 37% for president. And that means 100 people showed up and they didn't 37 did not vote for president. Now, if it was a small little race, I could understand that. Usually with optical scans it's less than 1%.
This guy is unbelievable. I'm going to... He went nuts. You asked him, you know, what about these D-bolt machines? He went nuts.
He went nuts. It was intimidating. I think it was a technique.
And it was on videotape.
Oh, it was incredible. The camera was right next to me. He charged me, jumped right in my face. The camera went black, and you just hear all the noise.
And you didn't... All you asked was, you know, how do you know they work?
That's
and he
right.
went nuts. They're
Absolutely.
A little... You think they're a little testy about these for some reason, John?
I think so. I really do. You know, it's very concerning. It really is.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to have to get rid of them. I think the writing
Absolutely.
Is on the wall. The Republican, as I said, the Republican governor down there in Florida, he got it. It's a shame the Democrats didn't get it
Well,
first.
You know, Donna Branch Gilby spent enough time with him, working with him, when we started dealing with the problems. And she finally realized that we know when Brad Nelson's lying, his lips move.
Oh, yeah, you know, I invited him to be on the show today. For some reason, he didn't want to come.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you're upset. John Brakey from Audit AZ, thank you, my friend, for all that you're doing out here in Arizona. We're going to talk a little bit more about Arizona, clean elections and everything else after this break. Keep on doing everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
Bless you, my friend.
Same to you and same to everybody out there that, you know, I always believe one thing is that we are, like the old Hopi saying, we are the people that we're waiting for.
Rock and roll, brother. AuditAZ.org. They can get more information, right?
Absolutely, you can.
We are the people we have been waiting for. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman, sitting in tonight all night long. We'll be back with much more.
And we are standing before the forces of power in the state of Alabama saying we ain't going to let nobody turn us around. Today I want to tell the city of Selma, tell them nothing. Today I want to say to the state of Alabama, yes, sir. Today I want to say to the people of America and the nations of the world, we are not about to turn around.
Yes, sir.
We are on the move now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are on the move, and no way type of racism can stop them.
Oh, come along.
Come along.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman, sitting in for Mike, who's out tonight, not feeling well. He'll be back Monday. And live from Arizona with a bunch of election integrity, clean elections champions out here today. We were doing a town hall earlier, and we were able to bring them in at the last second here when we heard Mike was out sick, and we were able to step in for him. And glad we are. We're going to get right to, we're going to talk about clean elections and voter ID, that awful and insipid scam that we'll talk about in a second. But Jason's been holding for a while. Jason from Denver, interesting question. What's your question, Jason? Oh, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
There we go. Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Well, I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
And I listen to the Mike Malloy Show every night, but yeah. I probably wouldn't call in for him because I think he's brutal
yeah.
to anybody who opposes what he's saying.
Right.
And as far as the elections go, as a Republican, I think you guys are wasting your time on this, you know, clean election thing.
Yeah.
I honestly think that Democrats are going to win by a landslide for the presidential election upcoming.
And you think we're wasting our time? And do you think this is about getting Democrats elected, or do you think this is about having a democracy, restoring democracy to America?
Well, I think the Democrats are going to win the next presidential election.
Right.
And so I'm not sure why you guys are focusing on this clean election, because it's a waste of time. I think you guys already have the win.
You know what? It's a great question, Jason. I'll tell you one thing. You say you guys. Mind you, I did not vote for John Kerry in 2004, for whatever that's worth. But I did spend a lot of time in the last primary election, March 7th, 2006, fighting for Steve Smith, a conservative down in Texas, Supreme Court justice, who found that 100,000 extra votes were added to his election in Tarrant County. And in Winkler County, a county that he had won by 75% in previous years, this year he lost by how much? 100%. He received zero votes. Now, that's a Republican. You think we got a problem with that, Jason?
Well, when you talk about the clean elections and with your guest on there, are you talking about national, or are you talking about local election?
We're talking top to bottom. And I'll tell you what, I got to get these guys out of here by the top of the hour. If you want to stick around, Jason, I'd love to talk to you some more when we have some more time. But I got the guests here. You want to stick around? We'll talk a little bit after the top of the hour if you want to hang.
No, I would love to stick around because I'm trying to, Republican, trying to figure out how to vote in the next election.
Rock and roll. Stick with us. We'll come back to you, Jason. I want to get to these guys really quick. We're running out of time after you've been waiting for 4 or 5 hours. We're sitting with me here, Eric East, the executive director of the Clean Elections Institute, and Linda Brown, the executive director of the AZ Advocacy Network. Let's see how much we can fit in here in the shortest time. We touched a little bit on clean elections earlier, so I'm going to give the lady the first. Voter ID, you're fighting.
Yeah, Arizona has the most restrictive in this new wave of horrific barriers to voting that are being enacted. And in order to register to vote here, you must have documentary proof of citizenship. And in order to vote at the polls, you've got to either come up with a photo ID or two, what we call two from column B, two alternative IDs. The problem with that, while it seems reasonable on its surface, is that there are good chunks of the population that have no access to any of those documents, in particular the most vulnerable. In a state where we've got such a high Native American population, for example, many Native Americans born on the reservation never had a birth certificate, and they don't have tribal IDs either. Low-income people, people who don't drive, don't have driver's licenses. And for those folks, and also the disabled and the senior citizens, for them to obtain these documents, to exercise their most basic right to vote, they have to, it's an undue burden. They have to cough up the cash, but they've also got to find their way through the bureaucracies to get the documents.
And so just to be clear, that would be, you listed there minorities, the elderly, I think urban, I don't know if you mentioned urban dwellers, but urban dwellers, minorities, the Indian reservations out here. Do they happen to vote a particular way more than any other?
Well, I think that that's the presumption of the people who are promoting these laws. And the problem is that The only way you can access all the other rights in our democracy is through the right to vote. And you think, is it any wonder that public policy is going more and more in the direction of the wealthy and the powerful, and we're leaving the folks who are at the fringes of our society, who we disenfranchised from our society, we're leaving them out, and now we're going to say you can't even vote. You can't even exercise that right.
Yeah, and there are some scamsters behind this whole thing, the American Center for Voting Rights. I've been reporting on them for a long time. This whole voter ID thing is a scam from top to bottom.
There is no voter fraud.
Well, there is not, except, well, there is some, but it's not an epidemic.
It's
and
tiny.
Most of it happens via absentee ballots that this phony photo ID stuff wouldn't even sell.
Doesn't even touch.
It's a scam.
It is.
And we know who's behind it, and we're going to hold them over. Okay, great. We're going to hold. Am I running out of time? See, I'm making this stuff up as I go along, guys. We don't know what the hell we're doing here, but we're having a good time. Okay, we're going to talk about that some more. I get to hold you guys after the hour. Let me hit Eric, though, real quick here. Eric East. Actually, can you guys stay?
Yes.
We presumed you can stay, but who knows? All right, Eric.
He's got the car. I have no choice.
Oh, really? Are you guys an item? Yeah, together?
No.
They're waving at me. They're trying to say, oh, don't. Don't say that. Eric,
not hardly.
You're the executive director of Clean Elections Institute. Do I have time to hit that? Yeah, I do. Let's give us the 30-second version of what Clean Elections are. We'll come back and talk about both of these after.
Clean Elections is very simply a way to allow more people to get to run for office. It provides money for candidates to be able to run for office. And it takes special interest money out of the system so the people who run for office and get elected to office don't owe anything to big pharmaceutical or whoever else the people in office now collect money from.
More people running for office, more voters voting for them. Are you guys democracy lovers or what? This is crazy. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Jason in Denver will give us an idea what he thinks about it. We're coming back. Mike Malloy, more after this.
San Francisco, she must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco, one California day. She says she believes in
you guys know this song?
Brotherhood and colors.
Never
of
heard.
Green and gray.
No.
And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, Chico, Curie,
now do you know it? Now you know it, right? Paul Revere and the Raiders. Why doesn't anybody in Arizona know that song? I love it.
Hopswack.
Yeah. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative citizen blogger, sitting in for the good Mr. Malloy, who is out not feeling well tonight. Should be back Monday, we hope. And, well, we're just completely ruining a show while he's not here. But we're doing it live from 1480 KPHX in Phoenix, where I happen to be. No, I don't live here. But I happen to be out here, was working, what was I doing? Guest hosting for my friend Peter B. Collins. And then we heard that Mr. Malloy was not feeling well. So we're glad to jump in here. And we had a bunch of folks around for this town hall forum here in Arizona. And kind enough to stick around with us here after her scheduled time and his was Eric East, from the executive director of Clean Elections in Arizona. And azclean.org, is that right?
That's correct.
Sounds like a janitorial product. azclean.org.
That's where we're cleaning up politics in Arizona.
Well done, sir. Keeping the state squeaky clean. And Linda Brown is sitting in with us, executive director of Arizona Advocacy Network. I know we got a bunch of callers on the line. Oh, they love talking about this voter ID.
Oh, yeah, they
so
do.
And I do, too. Uh-huh. So I can't wait to take those calls. First, let me do a little bit more here with Eric about Clean Elections. You guys, when did you begin Clean Elections here in Arizona?
It started with the 2000 election. It actually, the voters passed a citizen initiative in 1998 to institute the program, and we started with the 2000 election. We've had four elections now. Every election, more candidates participate in the program. We're up to almost two-thirds of them using the system. It takes more special interest money out of the system every year. And we've got almost all of our statewide elected officials, including the governor, secretary of state, attorney general, all ran using the system. Almost half of our state legislature now.
And it essentially means that it's public money that they can use if they wish to run. Do I understand
that correctly? That's correct. If they sign a pledge that says that they will not take any private donations and not spend any more money than they get from the fund, they will get public money from the state's Clean Elections Fund to run their campaign.
Now, private money, they can still take money from citizens, can they not?
They cannot, except for a little bit to get them started in the very beginning. They cannot take any money from anybody.
Really? Even a $5 donation?
The $5 donations are what's required to qualify to get the money from the fund. That's how you prove that you're a serious candidate. You have to collect a certain number, depending on the office you're running for, of $5 contributions from people who could vote for you, people in your district if you're a legislator or registered voters in the state.
So it's not the amount of money. It's the number of donations.
That's right. And
votes.
They don't get to keep that money. The money they collect in those $5, they actually turn into the fund. And once they're qualified, then they get the money to run.
Really? And what would you – so what is the positive – well, now these candidates are not beholden to lobbyists.
That's correct.
What are some of the other benefits, or is that it? Is that enough?
Well, no. The other the benefits are many. As I said before the break, it allows more candidates to run for office. It allows people who would be great public officials but don't know they're not rich themselves.
Right.
They don't know a bunch of rich people. They don't have a bunch of friends who work for PACs or can get them special interest money. It allows them to run for office and get enough money to be able to give a message out to voters to see if voters would like to have them
just
in office.
Regular old citizens can run for office.
Even John Brakey could run.
Mm-hmm. And I see John, you going to be running anytime? No. Yeah, we'll see about that.
Three of my favorite people in the state legislature right now are a middle school music teacher, a ceramic artist, and a former elementary school social worker.
And they're in the legislature.
And they're in the legislature.
Because of clean money.
Because of clean elections.
Clean elections. Are you trying to move this nationwide? I know, how many other states are
we are. Currently, right now, Arizona and Maine are the two states that do it for statewide elections. Connecticut will start in 2008. Just recently, the new governor of New York, Eliot Spitzer. In his inaugural address, said he wants it for New York.
Can we do this nationally? I mean, as far as the president. And
well,
we could have John Brakey run for president.
There you go.
There was a bill introduced in Congress last year to do it for Congress and Senate. There are two more bills being introduced this year, one in the Senate and one in the House, to do it for Congress.
And we had in California Prop 89, I think, was
Prop 89 was a version of clean elections in California. The reason it didn't pass there was because they funded it out of an increase in corporate taxes, and it got labeled on the ballot as a tax increase and got voted down.
Well, I hope they try again, because I think it's a great idea. And, of course, if it makes it easier to run for election in California, then I'm getting the hell out of California.
Well, one of the secrets...
Too tempting.
One of the secrets in Arizona is that we don't fund it out of taxes.
Right.
It's mostly funded by a surcharge on criminal and civil fines. If you get a traffic ticket, they tack an extra 10% on. That goes to the fund to fund clean elections.
You guys are smart here, but not smart enough to keep Secretary of State Jan Brewer or John McCain out of office. But, nah, don't get me started there. let's go to some phones here, because Linda Brown is here to talk about this voter ID. And let me just set this up before we go to Don. So hang on there, Don, because I'm glad you're here, since it's a new hour. Let me set this up. Voter ID, it's a scam. We don't have a voter fraud problem in this country. We've got an election fraud problem in this country. And such that we have voter fraud, it's with absentee ballots, which do not require a photo ID under. Do they require a photo ID for absentee
they do
in
not.
Arizona?
A simple signature on the outside of your ballot qualifies your ballot as authentic.
All right. Well, I hope Don is ready from South Carolina, because he's talking to people who know what they're talking about. Hey, Don, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for holding on there. I know it's been a while. You think that you should have an ID to vote?
Yes, sir. I think it's kind of ridiculous to expect people not to have an ID. In the state where I'm from, if you're found on the street with no way to prove who you are, you can be arrested for fishing, buy cigarettes or alcohol. You have to have ID to purchase it, but you're not required to have any ID to vote for who runs the country.
Boy, you don't have a great phone, but I think we got most of that. Hang on, let's see if it gets any better. Linda, what are your thoughts for Don?
Well, I think he said that you've got to have an ID just for walking down the street, and that's where we're headed right now with all of this.
Right.
And the fact is,
Homeland Security, Linda.
You bet.
Terrorists are coming.
And the proponents of this measure here in Arizona, of course, are certain that folks are risking their lives crossing our very harsh deserts, spending two nights, 2 days among the rattlesnakes and the heat so that they can come up and make a choice between Randy Graff and Gabby Giffords in the 8th District, for example.
Well, do we have a lot of undocumented aliens voting?
We're in the federal suit that we have filed. We ask the counties to come back to us and show every single case that they have on record of anybody who's not a citizen registering to vote and anybody who is impersonating a voter at the polls, which is the only thing that a photo ID would respond to. And they came up with a couple of hundred allegations of non-citizens attempting to register, and in just about every case, those were long-term legal permanent residents who had attempted to register to vote, most likely during some of those...
So they haven't found any examples yet in Arizona, as far as you know, of actual non-citizens trying to vote?
If they had, we're pretty sure they would have trotted them out front and center in our federal case.
Hey, Don, I got to go to a break, but does it bother you that anywhere from 10 to 30 million people automatically would not be able to vote tomorrow if they instituted voter ID? Does that bother you at all, Don?
Well, I mean, it's like I said before, you're required to have ID if you're out in public. You're required to have ID if you're going to buy cigarettes or alcohol.
Well, answer the question. Does it bother you that anywhere from 10 to 30 million Americans would not be able to vote tomorrow in our democracy? Does that concern you?
No.
No. You don't mind that 30 million Americans would be disenfranchised?
No, I don't understand why there would be 30 million adult Americans with no form of ID whatsoever.
Well, you may not understand it because you have one, but there's a lot of folks who don't have one. They wouldn't be able to vote. And while we're out there fighting and dying around the world for democracy, in theory, the fact that folks like you are so willing to see 30 million Americans lose their democracy, frankly, is an outrage. But I do thank you for the call, Don. I want to thank, we're going to get a bunch of callers in the next segment. I want to thank Linda Brown from the Arizona Advocacy Network. That's azadvocacy.org. All right?
Thank you.
And Eric East from azclean.org. Thank you guys, really, for everything you're doing for this country and for Arizona.
And thanks for what you're doing. We really appreciate your coming here. It's great.
It's great to be here. All right, we're back with a whole bunch more Mike Malloy Show, a bunch of callers, and Jason, hang in there with me. I'm going to get back to you because I want to talk to you, Jason. We got Matt to discuss Ohio, a whole lot more. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman from bradblog.com sitting in tonight. We'll be back with much more. Oh, yeah, taking it easy down here in Phoenix, Arizona. Not Winslow. Hey, Ian, how far is Winslow, Arizona? Any idea? You don't know. You're from Iowa. What do you know? Hey, Dez, do you know how far Winslow, Arizona is? Standing on the corner? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody even knew that Arizona song. Oh, here you go, about 200 miles, huh? Okay. You might be making that up. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, sitting in tonight for Mr. Malloy. Happy to be here. Honored to be here. Happened to be in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're picking up the ball and talking about all manner of things. We're starting out with election integrity because we had a bunch of folks here in town for a town hall forum earlier today. And about 10 minutes before we went on the air, they said, hey, Malloy's sick. Can you cover for him? I said, sure. So we brought him in. We're talking about that. We're going to talk about much more. We're going to talk about Bush, impeachment, Iran, all coming up ahead of us still. But I promised that Jason's been waiting forever. We talked a little bit. He's a Republican. Jason in Denver, I'm getting back to you now. Where were we, Jason? Oh, Jason?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so where were we? What was the question?
Well, I'm a Republican, as I said.
Right.
And I think, well, personally, I think that when you talk about election integrity, I think it makes the Democrats sound like conspiracy kooks.
Okay, now, so why do you suspect that the New York Times today reports that the Republican governor of Florida, you remember Florida, the Sunshine State, has now putting forward a proposal to spend $35 million to replace all of Florida's touchscreen machines with paper-based systems? Does he sound like a conspiracy theory kook to you?
No, I think he's addressing a problem that the Democrats have addressed. I mean...
So what's the problem? So I guess I'm kind of confused. Where's the conspiracy theory here?
My premise is the Democrats are winning across the board.
Right.
And I'm not sure why they're focusing on this election integrity.
So you really think this is about Democrats trying to win elections. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Do you care about election integrity?
I do care about it.
And if you had a candidate who, for example, we had talked in the last hour about this guy down in Texas, the Supreme Court Justice, Steve Smith, in the primary election in 06, he received zero votes in Winkler County. He was previously a Supreme Court Justice, a very conservative Republican. He received zero votes in Winkler County. Do you think that's a problem, Jason?
Oh, I do think that's a problem.
So that's what we're talking about.
But here's what I'm saying is,
yeah,
when it comes to Texas, Democrats aren't going to win in Texas. It's a Republican.
This was a Republican primary, Jason.
I know, but why?
The conservative, because the more conservative guy lost when he received zero votes in an entire county. Isn't that a concern of yours, Jason?
Oh, it is. I think, election integrity, it should be an issue, but... I'm not sure why Democrats focus on that.
It's Americans who focus on it. I've got two libertarians in the room. A lot of folks came over from this town hall. Libertarians, Republicans. This is an American issue, Jason. And it's not about right and left. It's about right and wrong. I've said that all along. I got a bunch of other callers to get to. And so I don't want to, I don't mean to beat you up here at all. What I mean to say is we've got people fighting and dying around this country, American troops, ostensibly to spread democracy around the world. Shouldn't we make damn sure that we've got democracy back here on the home front? Because I got to tell you, Jason, we don't. I've been writing about it now for at least two, three years. I'm sorry, I'm losing track. And I'm telling you, our system is falling apart. And we need to fight for it. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Green, Libertarian, Independent. It's about us being vigilant and fighting for our democracy. Thanks, Jason. I really do appreciate the call. All right. Much more coming back on the Mike Malloy Show. We got, who do we got? Matt in Ohio, Matthew in Bedford, Texas, Judy in Arizona City. We're going to get to everyone. All of a sudden, they like talking about elections. Go figure. You're listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll be back.
Understand why you were hot, 'cause Bin Laden never did get caught. So you said we had Saddam to blame, tried to tell us it was all the same. But now the years roll by, and our kids keep dying. You don't even have a plan to bring them home. And those WMD you promised on TV, admit it, you figured it wrong. So I'm taking my country back.
Oh yeah, we're taking the country back. And we're taking the media back, whatever we got to do. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com sitting in tonight for the ailing Mr. Malloy. We'll hope he'll be back in good order on Monday. I'm thrilled to be here with you talking about all kinds of things live from Phoenix, Arizona tonight. Give us a call, 1-800-989-1480. Everyone wants to talk about elections, which is always fine by me. I got stuff, boy. I'll talk to you about Iran. I'll talk to you about impeachment. But first, we got a bunch of callers, a bunch of folks have been hanging on a long time. Oh, wait, hang on, one more thing. Over at BradBlog.com, we've got an open thread going. I accidentally, or somehow or another, it got knocked out. So, Kira, thank you for letting me know. The open thread is back up at BradBlog.com. I will try to keep my eyes on it as best I can. And also for BradBlog readers, a commenter, Ram, was here today, in case you know who she is, and I can only report that it is a she. But she was here a little bit. I think she left, but she followed us over here to the station. Thanks, Ram. Good to meet you in person, and all of the other Brad Blog commenters. And Mike Shelby is here. He comments from time to time as well. All right. Moving on, Matt from Ignacio. Is that how you say that? Ignacio? I'm from California. I ought to know. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. Sorry for the long hold time.
The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Joseph Stalin. Brad.
Yes, sir.
What in God's green earth happened in Ohio in 2004? I was listening to the Randy Rhodes show, and she did a whole laundry list, and I've read material about it. I mean, I've just read horror story after horror story.
Yeah, it was a horror story. It was a horror story. Democracy, as far as I can tell, was completely subverted in Ohio in 2004. And if you read, I'll tell you, a great article that I recommend, two great articles, actually. Bobby Kennedy wrote two pieces for for Rolling Stone. I worked with him, Bobby Kennedy Jr., on those articles. And his first one, if you go over to rollingstone.com or you go to bradblog.com, search for Kennedy, you'll find it. He rounded up what happened and the fact that there's some at least 385,000 votes that seem to have flipped. And remember, in Ohio, the difference between Bush and Kerry in 2004 was 6 votes in each precinct. In other words, if 6 votes in each precinct had gone for John Kerry instead of George Bush, John Kerry would be the president right now. It was an unbelievable subversion of democracy. J. Kenneth Blackwell should be in jail. I hope he will soon be. At least we can rest for the moment that he's out of a job because he ran for governor. He was the Secretary of State of Ohio. He ran for governor there, and he lost. I'm very happy to say. Does that answer the question, Matt?
Yeah, that answers the question. Let me just throw just one more.
I know
you said you're not a Democrat or a Republican, and that's fine, but let me just throw this at you.
Yeah.
Who really did win Ohio, Bush or Kerry?
Well,
you were talking about the 350,000 missing votes.
Right. Well, you know what? We don't know because the votes were never counted. Now, if you had to ask my opinion, and my opinion, frankly, doesn't matter, and this is about, you know, that's the point. It's not about people's opinions, but it's about what the vote said. In my opinion, from everything that I've learned, and I've been writing about this now since probably about 3 a.m. November 3rd, 2004, from everything I can tell, if they actually counted the votes in Ohio, never mind the hundreds of thousands that I believe were turned away at the polls, but if they actually counted the votes that were there, they would find that John Kerry won. That's what I believe. Now, I can't prove it to you. I can show you anomaly after anomaly, but that's why we need a transparent democracy. That's my opinion anyway. Wait, here's a little song for you. Hang on one second. This is Blackwell. Now, here you go. Is it playing?
Searching voters from the road.
A little something for
30 points down in the polls. Bye, bye. Blackwell.
Yeah. Blackwell, bye-bye. Anyway, Jennifer Bruner is the new Secretary of State there. She is going to be opening that Pandora's box, I hope. And frankly, I hope so do the folks in the Judiciary Committee in the U.S. House may end up looking into Ohio. We'll see. Sources say, but that's what I hear could happen. We'll see. Does that answer the question, Matt?
Yeah, well, listen, do me a favor. If you find out new stuff on Ohio, love to hear about it. And on that note, you just keep after it.
Thank you, brother. Look, I report on this stuff every day. Go to bradblog.com. We found out just the week before last that two election workers in Cuyahoga County were convicted of rigging the recount in Ohio, the 2004 recount, period. They're headed to jail, I hope. But they were found guilty of rigging the 2004 recount. So check out bradblog.com. We talk about this stuff every day. Also, I recommend freepress.org. Great stuff on Ohio. Let's go to, where are we here? Who's going to wait in long? Matthew. Texas. Matthew from Bedford, Texas. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, Brad. Man, I think I got a little too early. I mean, I like to talk about elections. I love to talk about Bush impeachment.
Yeah. Well, you talk about whatever's on your mind. We're opening this up to whatever you want to talk about. You've been on long enough. You deserve it. What's on your mind?
Well, okay. I'll first talk about the election.
I didn't say you got two comments to do, Matt. Just pick one.
Okay. All right.
All right. You can do them both. Go ahead. What's up?
Okay. In response to the Republican caller who says that who said he didn't understand why we're or the Democrats are so focused on clean elections.
Yeah.
Why? What makes fairness unimportant?
Yeah, it was a pretty bizarre call, wasn't it?
What makes integrity unimportant? I mean, this is not a game. And people like to treat elections like a game. It is not a game. It isn't who wins and who loses. It completely matters on who votes, who gets the voices out there. And if somebody gets into a position of power who wasn't voted in, you're damn right I'm going to complain about it. And I'm going to search for the cause, and I'm going to seek integrity in elections.
Look, I think George Allen from Virginia is a jerk. I'm glad he lost his election. But on election night, I said it was close enough. I said George Allen should not concede, and I think all of these candidates, Democrat, Republican, whatever, should stop this conceding nonsense. Stay until every vote is counted. I called on Allen to do that. Of course, I suspect had they bothered to actually count all of those votes, they would have found two things. One, they would have found out Allen probably lost by more than he thought he did. And number two, they would have found out that they can't count 80% of the votes in Virginia because they're black boxes. They're inside machines. Nobody can see those votes. And I would have liked for him to figure that out. And had he done that, boy, we would have had a constitutional crisis because the balance of the Senate would have been hanging on it. But, I don't care. I don't care who it benefits. I want to know that every damn vote counts and is counted accurately. Period. It's a democracy.
You're right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You want to get something on impeachment before you go?
Oh, sure. Listen, I've been listening far too much about these people saying that impeachment is just not is just off the table. The thing I feel people need to realize is that it is constitutionally mandated. And, I mean, as I've said before, if you don't impeach him, everybody in power who says that he shouldn't be impeached is going against the Constitution.
I'm with you, brother. Thank you. Glad to hear there's still some sane folks down there in Texas. Thanks for the call, Matthew. All right, do I have time to get in one more before the break? What do you think, Ian? No, they say no. All right, Judy, you're going to be next when we come back, I promise. John up in Michigan wants to tell Jason something, so we'll get to him. That could be John Conyers. You know, John in Michigan, you never know. So stick around, find out if, in fact, that is John Conyers on hold. Oh, man, much more ahead. And I got to get to this Iran stuff. I got this CNN thing. We're going to need more hours tonight. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman from bradblog.com, your friendly citizen blogger, sitting in having a good time, taking back the media, because someone's got to. We'll be right back. Here on the Mike Malloy Show, live tonight from Phoenix, Arizona, I am your friendly citizen guest blogger, Brad Friedman, from bradblog.com, sitting in and having a good time here as Mike Malloy is out sick tonight. We're going to be chatting about, this and that and the other thing. We've got a bunch of callers on the line. I want to let everyone know, I think I fixed the open thread over at bradblog.com. It's the top item. Yeah, Des says yeah. Well, I hope I did. Kira, let us know. Get back in there and chat. I'll try to keep my eyes on it. Let's hit some more callers here. They all want to talk about elections. Who did I promise? Judy from Arizona City. Oh, Judy.
Yes.
Is Arizona City in Arizona?
Yes, it is,
okay,
actually.
Perfect.
It's a little bit south of Casa Grande. It's about 48 miles south of Phoenix.
That works out very well. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, a few things. When you were talking to Linda Brown before, I wanted to note that actually this past election, the statewide elections and general elections, that for the first time since I have lived here since 2001, I actually saw a Libertarian candidate, which was staggering to me.
And you think that's because of the, you think it's because of the clean elections?
Because of the clean elections. I think if it hadn't been for them, you never would have heard of them. You never would have seen them. They don't have a lot of they're not rich, you know.
Yeah, no, it's good to know, and I agree. I say the more the merrier. It had always, frankly, bugged the crap out of me when we get to these presidential elections and they say that, oh, the Libertarian candidate or the Green Party candidate is not welcome in the debate. I mean, this two-party duopoly
nuts. You know, you can't have a two-party system because then you are dividing the country, and as we all know, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Yeah,
and you can't split it down the middle, and you have to have bricks to build on, and that's important. I think that I was just so pleased to see somebody else.
Well,
any other face.
Yeah, no kidding. Someone else, anyone else, please. Well, listen, I'm glad that it seems to be making a difference in Arizona. Any other thoughts on your mind before I move on?
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to know what you thought about how you were talking about Bush's impeachment.
Yeah,
and if Bill Clinton can get impeached, essentially, for cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
What does Bush have to do to get impeached?
I know. I don't know if
out
we
of
can...
curiosity.
Yeah, there was this... One of the greatest signs I ever saw at a protest was, could someone give Bush a mm-hmm already so we could impeach him? I don't know if I can say that word. Did you see how I did that, Ian? Yeah, can't
yeah.
do it. Okay. Would somebody please give him a mm-hmm so we could impeach him? Yeah, what's it going to take? We'll try to get to that the next hour. I believe the noose is tightening on this guy. You wouldn't know it if you watched CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, NBC, the rest. But I believe if you read the blogs, if you read what's actually going on, I think the wheels are coming off this administration, and I think the Libby trial is exposing a whole lot, and I think the hearings that are coming and that are continuing to come are going to show a lot more in the... oh, bless you. Who sneezed?
Yeah.
Was
well,
you?
It'll be good to see a change for sure.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't think Bush or Cheney, certainly Cheney, are going to make it through the end of this term. That's my opinion. I got to move on. Judy, thanks for holding on so long, and thanks for the call. All right, we're moving on. Who did I wanted to get? Good. He wants, okay, let's do John in Michigan. And then Mickey wants voter ID. Oh, good. I love those guys. Hey, John, what's up? You wanted to give something to Jason, our old buddy who thinks that it doesn't matter, election integrity doesn't matter because Democrats are going to win anyway.
Yeah, Jason in Texas. Actually, I wanted to thank you for comparing me to John Conyers. I don't have the courage to do what he does and get up there in front of these people and, debate these idiots on the other side. I say idiots, and I mean that in a respectful way. I can't understand where they get, and Jason, why wouldn't you do the right thing?
You mean idiots in a respectful way? Is that what you just said?
In a respectful way. I mean, you gotta understand that. I mean, they're sitting here telling us that we shouldn't look into it if there's any question about whether there's some wrongdoing.
Yeah, bizarre.
I guess we should turn our head and say, well, maybe there's some wrongdoing. Okay, we'll let it slide. Like they would let it slide on the Republican. But I agree with you. I think that this is not a Republican-Democrat issue. It's an American issue.
Yep.
Where you have people lying or cheating or doing whatever, and you can't have that. Not in a democracy.
That's right. I talked a little bit about the people, around the country around the world now who are fighting and dying ostensibly to fight for democracy. But the people in our history, I mean, this, the people who have died fighting for this right, and it's, when I see these people, I tell you, because nothing else matters. That's the bottom line here. If you had democracy, you bet.
Reinvent.
We would not be, I suspect, in Iraq right now, at least not in the mess we're in right now, if we had democracy in this country. So you can talk about everything else you want, all of the issues and everything else, but at the end of the day, you can't vote out the bad guys, then you ain't, you got nothing.
That's our power, is to be able to vote.
You bet.
If you're not going to count them, then what's the sense in voting? Where's our power at as a people?
You bet.
I wanted to make one more point, and you, I don't know how old you are, so you may not remember it. I don't know. Do you remember Tricky Dicky, Richard Nixon?
Sure.
And you remember why he was impeached?
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't know if Jason's old enough to know about it or remember it. But, I mean, Nixon was impeached because he was wiretapping the Democrats in order to get a heads up on what the Democrats were going to do in the next election. And you can't do that.
It's all
about, well, they say, well, conspiracy with Democrats. Look, the Republicans, they do their share of whatever to, you know what I'm saying?
It's all about the democracy. Thanks, John. I got to move on. Appreciate
the call.
Hey, I
want to ask you a question.
Whoa, quick.
Real quick.
Quick.
It's 8 degrees here. What's the temperature there?
I shouldn't complain because I've been saying it's freezing in Arizona, but really it's freezing at a balmy 50 degrees or so.
8 degrees and about 10 below.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the whining. You didn't hear that. Thanks, John. I got to run. Yep. Calling from Conyers Country. I'm going to try to fit in one more caller here, Beer, before we go. Well, who's going to? No, I got to hold him for that. Is it? Oh, man, they're all against the. Oh, man, I got to hold these things. All right. Defenders of Democracy and Joy. Edie, can you do it quick from Atlanta? Oh, Edie. There we go.
Hi.
Hi,
it's good to talk to you. This is Edie in Atlanta.
Thanks. What's on your mind real quick, because we got to get to a break?
Well, let me just get our website out there to you.
Go for it.
We're fighting black box voting.
Yeah.
Defendersofdemocracy.com.
.org, I think.
No, it's been, well.
Isn't it?
No, it's defendersofdemocracy.com.
Okay, you should know. Defendersofdemocracy.com. You guys are getting rid of those D-Bold machines down in Georgia?
That's right.
About damn time.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to be back. Am I coming up against the break? Yeah, I'm figuring this out. Not bad for a blogger. Keeping an eye on the clock. Keeping an eye on it. Anyway, speaking of blogging, I think we got our open thread back open. Dez says we have, but I haven't seen any chatting over there. Go to bradblog.com. Open thread at the top of the blog. Let me know what's on your mind. We got folks who are against war demonstrators and folks who want voter IDs. Oh, all the Republicans, I think, are on the line. Can't wait to talk to them. Hang in there, guys. We will be we'll be back after this the break at the top of the hour. I want to talk to you guys. Are we going to get to John Gideon, our buddy from votersunite.org? Is he staying up late tonight for us? He's the best. All right. So Republican callers after this and anyone else who feels like disagreeing with me. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. Your friendly guest host, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, sitting in for you tonight. What's that? They're waving at me. Get out, right? Yeah, I know how this works. Okay, I'm figuring it out. This is the Mike Malloy Show. We'll be back with one more hour after this.
When the time is right and the night is bright, we will see the things.
I have brought peace, freedom, justice, and security to my new empire.
Your new empire? Anakin, my allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy!
If you're not with me,
Then you're my enemy.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
Stuck in the middle with you again for one more hour here on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen blogger from bradblog.com, sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight, broadcasting from 1480 KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, the flagship station for Nova M. We've got actually a bunch of folks out there in the lobby who are, just hangers on. I don't know who they are. They're just, no, actually, we had a town hall forum here earlier, or at least it was planned, and then everything went crazy. It was going to be on the air, and we had some technical problems, so we moved it all into the studio. Everyone followed in. It's great to have them here. It's great to have you here. We're talking about any number of things that are on your mind. I'm going to try desperately to get to this breaking CNN news. I want you all to be very frightened before you go to bed tonight. So stay tuned for that. Let me, we had some folks. Who's here? Okay, Bill in Los Angeles. Everything okay back home, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's where I'm from Los Angeles. That's where I live now. So I just want to make sure everything's okay out there, right?
In Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Los Angeles, so no, not really.
It's not all right? Huh. What's wrong with it?
Well, I mean, I'm not particularly fond of the state, but then a crane fell on the 405, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, they, were building something around Ventura Boulevard in the valley.
Yeah.
And a crane, one of those big industrial cranes, fell across the 405 and the 101.
Oh, man. Anybody hurt?
No, not that I know of, but I've been in traffic for, 5 hours now, so.
Oh, and so you're in traffic right now?
I just broke through, and I'm in the... past the valley now, so.
Okay, so, well, before I lose you then, you're against the war demonstrators? What's up?
Yeah, I'm an American soldier. I've been in the military for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I've served in Afghanistan once, in Iraq twice, and it's blowing my mind that all these protesters are saying that they're anti-war, but they're pro-soldier.
Right.
Okay? I have no problem with people protesting against the war because it is their right. I mean, I fight for the right, even though I may not agree with it. But then they go and they say that they're pro-soldier, and they go, all their little signs say, bring our troops home and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But they're protesting outside of military bases.
Right.
And they're calling us baby killers.
Bill, they're calling you baby killers?
They're calling us baby killers, and then I look at the people that are doing it, and they are Vietnam-age era people, and they're veterans on
Ian,
top of that.
Ian, have you seen protesters calling them baby killers?
What's
no,
that?
You know what? I was talking yesterday on the air. I was covering for a Peter B. Collins show, and we had on Greg. I forgot his last name, but from the from VoteVets.org, and I asked him about that. He said he has had no such treatment. Now, have you actually seen someone calling a troop a baby killer?
Yes, I've been called a baby killer since I've been in California.
All right. Well, you
three
have?
Three times. Yes, I have.
Well, you know what? I talk to troops all the time. I've never heard it. I'm sorry if it happened to you.
Well,
it shouldn't happen to you.
But then, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But you also have the major organizations like the Iraqi Wars against Iraqi Veterans Against the War.
Yeah.
I'm a recruiter now, unfortunately. It was not my chosen thing, but the Army put me out here. I get to spend time with my family now.
Yeah.
We, as everybody knows, we go to high schools. The Veterans Against the Iraqi War came to my high school. And they say that they're not against the soldiers, blah, blah, blah. But then they blatantly stood up in front of a freshman class and told all these soldiers, all these kids, and told them that almost 80% of all females that serve in the military are sexually harassed or raped. And that,
you know what, Bill? You know what? Get your facts together. Prove it. Show me where I can go get it. We'll look it up. We'll put it on there. But I'm not going to spread. Hang on, Bill. I'm not going to spread propaganda and nonsense. I don't report anything on bradblog.com unless I can not only prove it, but other people can independently verify it. I've seen no reports of that sort. I talk with troops every day. I spent time 2.5 weeks broadcasting out of Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas. While Cindy Sheehan was there, I was talking to troops on the right and the left, and I was sitting there when these guys were driving by honking their horns saying, support the troops. And they were saying this to vets who were under the tent with me, vets from Afghanistan, vets from Iraq, vets from World War II, Korea. You know what? It's nonsense that we don't support the troops. This war is nonsense. It needs to end. And the fact of the matter is these troops are being used as cannon fodder, and it's Americans' right to get out there and protest. If they're calling you a baby killer, if they're spitting on you, this nonsense, show me the evidence, and I'll be the first one to decry these people. But don't come on here and telling me that they're doing it, because I haven't seen it, and I'm not seeing it out there anywhere. All right. We're moving on. Let's do some more troll thumping here. Mickey in Staten Island wants voter ID. Oh, Mickey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I wanted to bring up two things before I talk to you about the voter thing. Number one,
that's a lot of things, Mickey. Pick
yeah,
one.
Well,
all right.
real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Nixon wasn't impeached, was he?
What's that?
Nixon wasn't impeached, was he?
That's correct. He was not impeached. That's correct.
All right, and number two is I resent being called a Republican.
Ah, okay. What are you? You don't have to say.
I'm probably a little left of center.
All right. Well, you're right. I shouldn't have called you a Republican. I saw that you wanted voter ID, and of course, the odds would be that you would be a Republican. But that's okay.
No, well, I mean, why do you want to?
Yeah.
Well, you guys were talking earlier about voter integrity. Why would I not help along with that?
No, no. Well, because it says wants voter ID. Do you want voter ID?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, because I think it would be one more step towards getting out any kind of fraud and you know, shenanigans.
Well, but what kind of fraud or shenanigans are going on that voter ID would stop?
Well, I mean, you couldn't double vote or triple vote.
Does anybody do that?
I don't know. Do you?
I do.
I mean,
yeah, actually, the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission did a study on this a few months ago. And they were asked to look at it by folks who are out there pushing this voter ID nonsense. In fact, a guy by the name of Thor Hearn, who was the general counsel, national general counsel for Bush Cheney 04, he started a phony voter a voter advocacy group called the American Center for Voting Rights, ac4vr.com. It's a phony group. He testified before Congress and said he was a longtime voting rights advocate, never mentioned that he happened to be Bush Cheney's attorney. He has been out there pushing this voter ID nonsense, and he pushed the EAC, Elections Assistance Commission, to do a study on voter fraud, and guess what they found? It doesn't exist. It's very small, very minimal. It's almost all absentee ballot fraud, which voter ID would do nothing to stop. So what did they do? The EAC refused to release the report. They sat on it because they know it doesn't exist. Meanwhile, hundreds and thousands of voters are being disenfranchised at the polls. They're being intimidated. They're not allowed to vote. The lines are too long. There's not enough machines. And the machines that they have are crap, and they don't record the votes accurately. Hundreds of thousands, millions of voters, Mickey. That's what
you
need to be concerned about.
I would agree with you on that, but all I'm saying is, I mean, you call it nonsense, and I'm not trying to be confrontational. Maybe I'm just not as well versed on it, but why is it nonsense? I mean, to me,
because it doesn't exist. It's a phony. It's a solution in search of a problem. Do you understand? It's not.
I understand. Yeah. Let's just assume that there is no problem. What would still be the problem with having a voter ID?
Because 30 million Americans won't be able to vote and exercise their constitutionally guaranteed right to vote.
Now, why is that? I'm not being
because they don't. No, no. Okay. Because they don't have photo IDs.
Well, couldn't you make a system where people show up to vote and you could do that processing right then and there, or even do it at the next election and let them vote this time.
There could be
common sense ways to do it.
Kind of defeats the purpose if they're going to show up and have their ID there anyway. But, yeah, you get 30 million Americans who don't have the ID. You get them the ID, and then we can talk.
You also need
to figure out, and I got to get to a break, Mickey, so thanks for the call. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to go. We also need to figure out how you're going to get photo ID from the absentee voters and the military voters who are far and away Republican-leaning voters. Nobody seems to be worried about them and voter ID. We're going to be back. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman sitting in tonight. Much more straight ahead.
I didn't know her name and didn't leak her name. This is at the Justice Department. I'm confident that the U.S. Attorney, the prosecutor who's involved in looking at this, is going to do a very thorough job of doing a very substantial and conclusive investigation. I didn't know her name and didn't leak her name.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look. And you'll see into your imagination.
I didn't know her name and didn't leak her name.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Defying explanation tonight on The Mike Malloy Show. This is Brad Friedman sitting in for the good Mr. Malloy.
If you want to view
live from
paradise,
Phoenix, Arizona. Couldn't be happier about it. Great to be here. Judge of Judges. Oh, I can't read that on the air. Check out the open thread at bradblog.com. And, hell, you can use whatever language you like over there. I just got to be careful over here. Taking your calls at 1-800-989-1480. That's 800-989-1480. And let's see who we got here. Fair and balanced. Okay. Well, let's go fair and balanced against voter ID. Yeah. Jeff, what's up in Pittsburgh, California, wherever the hell that is. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Hey, wow. I got on quick.
You did. Where's Pittsburgh?
I'm sorry?
Where's Pittsburgh?
People always ask me that.
Yeah.
This one isn't in Philadelphia. I know they did move.
Yeah.
It's about 40 minutes east of San Francisco.
Ah, okay. Now we know.
What they call the East Bay area.
Gotcha.
It's a kind of a little town.
What's on your mind, Jeff?
They were talking about... There's one guy that didn't quite understand why national voter ID is a huge trap.
Right.
And another argument that, to me, just makes it totally bogus, and it has something to do with your discussion of voter fraud.
Yeah.
Is if you have a national voter ID,
right,
that means your information, your party affiliation is in that card and centralized at one place.
Yep.
And with a flick of a keystroke, your right to vote is turned off.
Yep. It's called.
And it's very, very easy for somebody to do that, and there'd be no way to track it. National voter ID, no, it's evil.
Thank you
and
for pointing that out.
And people who want it that way are evil also.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
You're absolutely right. Let's go down to Kathleen, Austin, Texas. Don't even know what this means. Who are the purists? What does that mean, Kathleen?
Oh, that's me.
Hey, I know that's you. What's up?
Brad?
Yeah?
This is Kathleen from Austin.
Hi, Kathleen from Austin.
Hey. He just picked up on the word. No, I was going back to the Jason thing
Jason.
I believe simply in government that is open, honest, and accountable.
And transparency in government?
Oh, yes, and honesty and accountability.
I don't know what you're thinking, Kathleen. look, you Democrats, you're going to win anyway, so why do you care?
Because if we were in a parliamentary procedure, parliamentary government, maybe I would belong to party XYZ or ABC or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But that's the point. We have become so bifurcated, as you said before, that we immediately get put in this place in this little slot. So let's go for open, honest, and accountable government, which means open elections, professional people in those administrative positions, if this makes sense.
And only because I got to move along here, but you want the Democrats as well to be open and transparent about what
Absolutely.
They're doing?
Absolutely. One of the first things I'd like the Democrats to do is let's drop AIPAC as an exception to the lobbyist rule, for example.
American Israel PAC. Why is that an exception to?
Because I read somewhere that Nancy Pelosi put that down as an exception in the lobbyist. I mean, I never followed it through.
Don't believe everything you hear. Follow it through before you come to any conclusions.
Okay. I apologize.
No, it's all right.
I truly apologize.
No,
but one thing I do want to say to you is.
Yeah.
I was very excited tonight when all of a sudden, you know, I heard your voice, and I'm going to do a little kissing up here because I'm kind of neat. I think it's kind of neat is that the Brad blog is kind of like the gold standard for progressive blogs, and so I felt really neat tonight to find out that you've taken over Mike Malloy for this evening.
Thank you, Kathleen. Believe me, I could hang on all night with you if you're going to say that kind of stuff about me. Bless you, Kathleen. I really appreciate that.
No, yeah,
quick, go,
just,
quick.
Just quick, quick, quick.
Quick.
Please, I want all these people out there to understand, it's not the party. If we are purists in what we believe in, then let's get the basics, and then we can have open debate after that.
I'm with you, Kathleen. Thanks for the call and the kind words. I got to jump out to a hard break here coming up. We're going to have another half hour here. We're going to get John Gideon on the line from VotersUnite.org. We'll do a quick check-in with him. We'll talk about Florida 13 and much more. This is Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman.
Jimmy Carter, like electric underwear. Like any idea that never had a chance to go anywhere. This is who you are, a celebrity who drives off a bridge in a car, your beautiful body filling up with water.
All right, you're listening to the last half hour here tonight of the Mike Malloy Show. No, I'm not Mike Malloy. You may have noticed. Although I was getting kind of worked up like Mike Malloy in that last segment. Bastard! Dirty! Dirty! Anyway, this is Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com sitting in for Mike Malloy here tonight, sending you into the weekend. Happy to be here. Let's see, we're going to check in momentarily with John Gideon, our good friend from VotersUnite.org, but we have a quick question here. Dean, upstate New York on Florida 13. What's up, Dean? Oh, actually, I meant to say this. While you're working on getting Dean, hang on, Dean. Jim March from BlackBoxVoting.org is in the house tonight. He's roaming around the lobby as well. He said he wanted me to make sure that everyone understood what we talked about earlier in Pima County, Arizona, where they printed out the results prior to the election, the absentee early ballots prior to the election, presumably in Arizona, down in Tucson, perhaps so they could see, well, where did they need to go out and do their last-minute campaigning, the bad guys I'm talking about. There's no reason for them to have done that. A lawsuit has now been filed, and in fact, there is TV cameras in those offices where they're printing those things out. But guess what? They refused to answer the public records request to look at those tapes until 20 days later when the tapes were destroyed. Anyway, you can get more info on that, Jim March tells us, over at blackboxvoting.org. They're all over this stuff, on like white on rice, much as myself. All right, now we're going to go to Dean. Are you ready? Dean in upstate New York.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Dean.
How you doing? It's only about the third or fourth time I've heard this show. I'm, you know, I listen on Sirius because they just added it recently.
Okay.
I was listening for a while, and I figured eventually you'd get around to mentioning that race in Florida this past November where I know that Jennings, the Democrat, is suing, but there was, you know, I signed a petition online before Christmas to try to get the Democrats to push for a new election down there, and I was wondering, have you heard anything like, I mean, do you think it would be worth my time to try to call Washington or something, or Pelosi's office?
You
and,
bet.
Do you think it's like a done deal? It's like, forget it.
No, I don't think it's a done deal at all. I think you should call Pelosi and call Rush Holt's office. They're going to fight that, and just for folks who don't know, because really I've been reporting on it quite a bit. Go to bradblog.com. We've got a whole category devoted to Florida 13. Lots of stuff there, breaking news there all the time. And the fact is 369 vote difference, and yet 18,000 votes disappeared on their paperless touchscreen machines made by ES&S. And that's one of the reasons that the Republican governor this week, the new one who replaced Bush, the old one, one of the reasons why he's announced that they're going to replace all of the touchscreens in the state with optical scan systems. No, that fight still needs to happen. Even the voting machine company's own expert has agreed that were it not for problems with those voting machines, that the Democrat Christine Jennings would have won.
Yeah, and so. I was, you know, hoping to hear some kind of public statement from somebody in the Democratic leadership about that, at least hinting that maybe, you know, they might go in that direction.
Well, Rush Holt is your man. They're challenging that, and I gotta move on, Dean, because I got a lot of callers with almost running out of time. They are challenging it under the Federal Contested Elections Act in Congress. You're going to hear more about it, and in fact, I suspect it's going to come up next week, I believe, February 7th. Dianne Feinstein is going to be holding hearings in the Senate, and they're going to be talking about, I think, exactly that. Let's find out right now. Thanks for the call. I got to move on, Dean. We're going to find out about that from John Gideon, our good friend from VotersUnite.org, who a frequent BradBlog.com guest blogger, and of course he runs the daily voting news every day, and gives you the highlights on all of that, Florida 13 and everything else that's going on in elections. You can see it at bradblog.com every day, thanks to Mr. John Gideon. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Turned into a crazy night here tonight.
Yeah, I hear. I've been listening.
So good. Are we doing all right?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Okay,
sounds
good.
Great.
Okay,
sounds
good.
Great.
Thank you, sir. Am I right, by the way? Are they going to be talking about Florida 13 in the upcoming hearings?
The hearing, it's the Senate Rules Committee, Dianne, Senator Feinstein's committee, and actually it started off to be a Sarasota 13 and has now turned into more about voting systems and a wider range of different issues. They've decided, I think, that they need to get in deeper than what they were before. I suspect, I'm hearing that this is just a precursor to many more hearings going into the workings of the Elections Assistance Commission and NASED, talking about the independent test authorities and the whole cyber story that guest blogger Michael Richardson on bradblog.com has been doing an excellent job with. The guy is really on top of the story.
And thank God, because I'm out on the road goofing off entirely. So I'm glad that he's holding up the fort there, as are you. It's an amazing story, and I know, you know, we're on with a bunch of new folks who don't normally, who may not read bradblog.com every day or hear me on some of the other shows like Peter B. Collins. I urge you to check out. We've got so much stuff over there on all of this every day. And as a matter of fact, I was a guest hosting for Peter B. yesterday. We had John Boniface, who's fighting the fight for voteraction.org down there in Florida and in the Sarasota case. And I want to point this out. paper trails on those paperless machines would not have solved the problem down in Sarasota County. You need a paper ballot, not a trail or a record, a paper ballot for every vote cast in America. John, I'm going to have to move along shortly. So any other hot stories today on the daily voting?
It seems with all the pressure that's going on right now in Florida with the governor coming out and doing what he's doing, he is getting some fight back from some of the county elections officials who are starting to say, well, this is going to cost too much money and everything. making all kinds of excuses, which is, I guess, was expected. But now, up in Maryland, it seems that Linda Lamone, the state elections administrator, has also gotten the word that she needs to change her tune. And she's made a statement today that essentially, after meeting with you and other policymakers over the past several days, it is clear that there is a consensus to take the next step toward a voter verifiable voting system. Lamone goes on to say, as we move forward, I want to work with you to ensure that we do not lose the advantages that we have gained, a secure, accurate, and reliable system, or make mistakes that will undermine the rights of voters with disabilities or diminish usability. It's just a bunch of jibber-jabber.
Yeah, that's Linda Lamone.
Yeah, she's just protecting her precious DRE.
I can't believe that she has not been thrown out of that office yet. She's the, for folks who don't know, the Democratic election director, state election director out in Maryland, who brought in these Diebold touchscreen DRE machines years ago. She's been fighting tooth and nail to keep any kind of forget a paper ballot, but a paper trail. She's still she's seeing the writing on the wall, but she's hanging on to it. It sounds like check out that story and much more over at bradblog.com on today's daily. Those stories are on today's daily voting news, John.
That's right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for keeping an eye on the blog. I'll be home
I'll
eventually be home sometime.
All right.
You don't mind.
Hey, Brad's brain here, so we'll just keep things going.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. John Gideon, Brad's brain, as he likes to call himself, from votersunite.org. Appreciate you checking in, John, and keeping an eye on that thing. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. All right, let's get another caller in before we got to go to the break. If we have a time, yeah, we do. Let's go to the Chuck in Fayetteville, North Carolina. What's up, Chuck?
Hi there.
Did you hear that?
Responding really to that fellow who called in earlier, said he was a vet and had been spit on and called a baby killer and stuff, and particularly complained about peace rallies near military bases. I run a Quaker Peace Project right near Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and we've had many, many peace vigils. We have had every year on the anniversary of the invasion a big rally. We're preparing another one. Hey, folks, come see us March 17th right here, Fayetteville, Fort Bragg.
Very good.
And our slogan and motto has been from the beginning, yes to the troops, no to the war. And we have had no trouble, and we have concentrated very hard on being respectful of the troops who have made big sacrifices and have done what they felt was their duty, even if we don't agree with the war that they're part of. And while we can't prove a negative that nobody ever misbehaved somewhere else, I agree with you that people who've looked close at these things have found no evidence of this kind of thing actually really happening. And I can tell you for sure, around here, one of the largest bases in the country where we have had many, many peace rallies, I've been here 5 years, it's large and small, there has never been anything like that, nothing but respect for the troops.
Yep.
I'm not saying everybody agrees with us, although I have to say this year, we're not speaking to the troops, we're speaking with the troops. Come see us March 17th in Fayetteville.
Thanks for the call, Chuck. Great. Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's a scam. Oh, man. That's you know what? They can't tell the truth, so they got to make stuff up. I've been to these protests. You know, nothing but respect for these troops. It ain't their fault they're in this mess. All right, we're going to be back for our final segment here. Is Cynthia Black still in the house? All right. Maybe we'll get her in here. You're listening to, and we'll try to get through the rest of these calls really quick. We'll do a Hannity's Insanity. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Brad Friedman from BradBlock.com. Right back with much more.
Together,
I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Oh, we are happy together, and happy to be sitting in tonight for Mike Malloy. Happy to be here. Sorry he's not feeling well. I believe he'll be back on Monday. This is Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative citizen blogger and apparently talk radio dude. Tonight, covering for Mike Malloy from bradblog.com, where there is an open thread. We've got just a few minutes here. Going to hit the rest of these callers here if I can. I'm going to be quick about it. Sitting in with us, Cynthia Black, who has a show here on Sundays, Action Point. Do I got it right? Action
you
Point.
Got it right.
Action
Hello,
Point
Brad.
On KPHX 1480. And is it on Nova M?
Or it's on Nova M radio flagship station. And Brad, folks, is going to be on with me this Sunday from noon to 1.
Really?
Yeah.
He's very good. I can't wait to hear that. Noon to 1 on KPHX, 1480, Brad Friedman, in the house?
In the house. We're talking in the house.
All right, I'll be hanging with Cynthia. You know, one of the things that we were talking about during the break there, you've been covering a lot of election integrity issues.
I am.
And Mike called just before we went on the air tonight that he wasn't feeling well. Should I come in? And I wasn't planning on doing all of this election reform stuff, and I was trying to get away from it. But the folks seem to want to talk about it.
Unbelievable. I've been listening to your show for every solid hour you've been on the radio, and I'm listening to the callers, and they're jazzed,
I'm
Brad.
Trying to get away. I got some script.
They're jazzed.
Breaking news from CNN, they're never going to hear. They're
doesn't
never
matter. It's, well, this is the only thing that's important is what you're doing.
Well, I do think it underscores everything. And, hey, sorry, Malloy listeners, if you didn't plan on talking about this stuff all night, hey, not my fault. Blame the callers. Bill from Oakland, convicted Ohio election workers he wants to talk about. Bill, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Thank Brad, thanks for doing this. I look at you guys as the same I look at paramedics and firemen, and I, with the work you're doing is so important and so good, and life and death matter. Anyway, to get to the point, I just wanted to raise about the Cayuga voting fraud. They busted those for people for trying to rig the recount?
Yeah, they did rig the recount. Cuyahoga County, the election workers, they were found guilty
okay,
to it.
Okay, well, the point I want to make about that is how little this has been covered in the mainstream media. I first heard it about a week ago when the story broke. I heard it on Tom Hartman, who was reading it as it came through the Associated Press.
Yep.
And since then, I haven't. The only time I heard it mentioned was someone calling in the next day. Tom Hartman wanted him. I've been combing the Chronicle, the New York Times, every day. And the reason I'm raising this is just to raise the point that once again, you know, just because the Democrats won, they're still kind of, you know, not bringing stuff up that should be talked about. And the media is still cowering about bringing stories up that will really raise our blood pressure.
You know what? One of the slogans that we have over at bradblog.com is, we got your news agenda right here. I don't care what the hell they're saying on CNN or what the White House is telling me to report. I'm going to report the stuff that matters. We reported that story. Hartman has been great on a lot of these election issues, as has Cynthia. You got to tell these stories. Even a lot of the progressive bloggers. Don't get me started.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Don't get me started. Mm. All right. We got a couple of minutes left. Let's see if we can get in. Who's longer? Kim, in Oregon, they got all mail-in voting up in Oregon. How's it going up there, Kim?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for all you do to make sure my vote gets counted. I have a quick question. One of your earlier callers tried to justify the voter ID by saying that you have to have ID. Well, you have to have ID to get tobacco and alcohol. And, you know, I travel all over the country. Nobody ever asks me for ID when I get tobacco or alcohol.
Well, that's a good point. did you hear that? We do hear that all the time. All right, you got to buy it to show ID to get a beer. Well, not if you're 30. Not if you're
40. That's right. So it just depends on how you look, right?
I went out with Cynthia Black last night and some other folks, and
nobody
she was getting loaded. and not one person asked her for her ID, and she was pissed off about it too.
Yeah,
she was not happy.
To look right.
Yes. That's one of those weak winger arguments. It's like there is absolutely no good reason for people to have IDs, so they come up with something as stupid as you need it to drink. Well, not if you're over 12 or 18.
That's right.
All right, we got. Thanks for the call, Kim. I got to go. I want to get one last call, and then we got to get out. Thanks, Kim. Armin, really quickly, because we got to go. What's up, Armin?
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
I can't put words together to describe how much I appreciate such a decent person as you are.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I really do.
I agree.
You and all the work and the people that connect with you that want to put transparency in our voting and honesty. And, you know, I look at it like, if we can't even get honest elections to where the will of the people, whether it's right or wrong, is moved forward and counted honestly, legally, and documented, we're never going to get to where we need to be.
Bless you, Armin, and thank you for those kind words. You're down there in Sarasota. You need to raise some hell for me down there and make sure those damn votes get counted and they have a revote down there.
Yeah, now they're selling the machines. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
People are...
More than we have time, I wish, to get into right now. I got to let you go, Armin. Thanks for the kind words. Thanks to Cynthia Black. I'm going to be on her show, KPHX.
Action Point this Sunday, noon to 1 p.m., 1480.
Thank you. 1480kphx.com will get you there. Also, stop by novamradio.com, sign up, and join the Founders Club. I want to thank everyone here at 1480kphx. You guys have been awesome. Ian on the board, Desi doing whatever it is that Desi does. And am I missing anybody? Yeah. Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit in to the big chair here, and I could feel the rage. Feel the rage permeating from Atlanta. Coming up here to Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to be out here for another, a few days, stirring up more trouble. Thanks for having me, guys. We'll see you on the blog, bradblog.com. Good night.